Good morning, Cam. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. I know you've been to Little Rock several occasions, one to film shots, commercial with Big Red.
Absolutely.
With Roger. We had our football kickoff deal. But we want to invite you to come where we're located sometime after the season. It's the Hilton Garden Inn rooftop, Cam. It's really cool. It's the only hotel that's got a rooftop. It's on the seventh story, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and it is absolutely gorgeous. So, I know, yeah, you've got to come. Probably have a few women will be after you up here at the Agassi 7 Bar restaurant, but I want you to put it on your list to come, all right?
I will for sure. That sounds like a blast.
So I have to ask, you had your week off. What does a kicker do in terms of taking days off from kicking? You know, because there's a fine line, I'm sure, between resting your leg, getting it well, getting it strong again, and getting out of rhythm. So how many days did you take off from kicking during the off week?
Yeah, so we practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as a team. I took off Sunday, obviously, because we didn't have anything to do on Sunday, and that's a normal day for me. Sunday, we usually just have lifts, but that Sunday after BYU, we had nothing. Monday as well, we had nothing. So I took off Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, we came back and did some light kicking, but we didn't really, you know, I personally was trying to keep it off my leg a little bit. That 3 days break was pretty good. And usually, I don't like to take, if I'm going to take a break like that, usually it takes about a full week to get kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get out of rhythm if I take a full week off. So we didn't. So I didn't kick Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Kicked a good amount on Wednesday. So we went and got some live operations with my snapper and holder. And then Thursday we kind of got a break off. And then Friday we got a break off. And then I kicked Saturday at the facility at night just to kind of keep my rhythm going. And then Sunday, obviously, we had lift. And Monday, we're just back in the rhythm of things. So I only took about 3 days off at a time. So usually I don't like to take more than about 3 or 4 days off, or else I kind of start feeling out of rhythm.
This will be your first trip to Auburn as a Razorback. I'm sure you've heard the other players, and I'm sure maybe Sam has talked about it. Lost 6 in a row to these guys, and even though you probably beat them 2 years ago, but I know it's important, especially for guys like, you know, Bumper and Dalton. They need to get this win Saturday and scratch that thing off about never beating Auburn, and I know that's probably important, especially to the older guys.
Yeah, we talked about that. We kind of emphasized that this week. You know, Pittman brought up in our, you know, one of our team meetings, we haven't beat Auburn in 6 years. The last time he beat him was actually when he was here. So I think he mentioned that. So it was kind of a cool thing, especially the last time Arkansas beat Auburn. My special teams coach was actually the special teams coach at Auburn as well. So kind of a personal game for him as well. But, yeah, we want to get the win for those guys. I mean, I think Grant was mentioning he never won the boot at LSU. Last year, and I remember like coming up to him after the game, I was like, man, I did that for you. Like, I did that for the seniors. That kid was so big for us because, you know, right. We went out there and we won the game for them. But yeah, it's really personal to me because I don't want to send my seniors off without losing to Auburn 7 years in a row. So whatever I can do to, you know, contribute to the game and get a win for us is what I'm going to try and do.
Yeah, and I think there's a good chance your leg will be that could be a very big key to this game. I do want to thank Big Red Stores for sponsoring Cam Little every week. Appreciate them. You know, Auburn guys is one of there's one other school that has two mascots, Cam. What are they? Are they the Tigers?
Yeah.
Are they the Eagles?
Yeah.
What are they? They can't make up their mind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's confusing. I kind of asked Coach Brown about it because he coached there, and I was like, so – like what's the thing with War Eagle and then you know are there Tigers? You know, I had no clue about it, but I've always heard War Eagle more than I've heard like the Tigers. So I mean I'm going leaving War Eagles, but that when they're on campus, I mean they're best. I mean they got an eagle and a tiger. So I mean what do you want me to do?
Yeah. You have
at least it's not a. Rebel Black Bear,
Rebel Black. That's exactly right. Another 11 o'clock start. You guys have, you know, obviously on the road, I don't think it's a big deal to you guys, but from a kicking standpoint, make any difference to you? Change the way you prepare for an early kick?
No, not really. I guess I could say wake up earlier a little bit. I like to wake up in the morning. Like at Mississippi State, we played 11 a.m. I woke up, took a cold shower. I think I woke up around 5:45, 6, and just make sure my body was, you know, warm and ready to go. Because, I mean, obviously the last thing you want to do is get there and your body not be ready to play. But I think preparing on the road is kind of a little different, especially at a place like Auburn. Like, you know, maybe they haven't had the best season so far. Maybe some stuff isn't going right there. But, I mean, their fan base, they've got a good tradition there. So, they're obviously, their fans are going to show out and be, you know, rowdy, even though it is an 11 a.m. game. So, just kind of prepare mentally for that and, you know, get ready to have to make some big kicks.
What did Cam Little, as a little boy, what was your favorite Halloween candy back in the day when Cam was going around knocking on doors on Halloween night?
I'll give you my favorite and my least favorite. How about that?
All right.
My favorite was anything gummy related. Anything like gummy bears. They used to, and then when they would come in the little packages, like those are the best houses to hit when you get there. And I could not stand, like, when I would get Paydays, Milk Duds. I hated those, and everyone would give them out because they'd be in the packages full of, like, the Milk Duds would come with the Paydays and Mr. Good bars and all that. So I just
is it a chocolate thing? What's the angle there?
See, I like Snickers and Three Musketeers a lot. So
okay, gotcha.
Milk Duds are great. Well, I mean, you need to pull a filling out. But,
yeah.
What is it? What about, it's not that far removed. Lee, what are you, 19 years old? So
that's
you,
a good point.
When you were 11 or 12 years old, what was your favorite Halloween outfit that you got dressed up as? Yeah, or 18.
I think my favorite Halloween costume I ever wore was Dash from Halloween. Or I was Napoleon Dynamite. Actually, I was Napoleon Dynamite 1 year. That was pretty good, too.
Okay. Gotcha.
What
gotcha.
Was the first one I couldn't hear?
He said from a Scream. Bad guy from Scream.
Very good, very good.
Well, buddy, listen, we hope you take care of business. Hope you come through. I know you will. I think you're going to be needed of the game Saturday. I think it'll be a good game. But hopefully when we talk next week, we'll be talking about another win for you guys.
Sounds good. I appreciate y'all. Go Hawks.